If you've ever wanted your own supercomputer but knew you could never afford it, this one's for you. Build your own. Today on Engineering Works. If you like numbers and problems involving numbers, the ultimate toy is a supercomputer. Conventional supercomputers have been around since the 1960s. They're used for extremely complex problems in quantum physics, weather forecasting, climate research, and modeling things like the behavior of airplanes in wind tunnels, problems that would take decades to calculate on your desktop computer. All this comes at a cost, of course, $130 million, or more. Now, computational engineers in England, with help from a six-year-old, have combined inexpensive credit card-sized computers with off-the-shelf hardware and mounted in towers built with Legos, and got a working supercomputer. The computers are called Raspberry Pi, that's P-I, as in Greek. The Raspberry Pi was developed to teach computer programming in British schools. They cost about $35 each, and you can connect one to a keyboard and TV set, and you're ready to go. The first problem put to the new supercomputer by its creators? Calculating pi, of course. The Raspberry Pi-based supercomputer came in at a little more than $4,000, plus the cost of Ethernet switches. That's still not cheap, but it's lots less than IBM's Sequoia or the latest Cray. Our laptop at home isn't a supercomputer, Raspberry Pi or any other kind, but it does what we need it to do. See you next time. Engineering Works is made possible by Texas A&M Engineering and produced by KAMU-FM in College Station.